Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Camp has long been a summer tradition for many children in America, but for years, Black kids were not welcome. So, a preacher founded a camp in central Massachusetts specifically for Black children. This year, Camp Atwater turns 100, perhaps the oldest camp of its kind in the country. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports from North Brookfield.
On the shores of Lake Lashaway, you'll see kids doing what kids do at almost any summer camp in America, frolicking under the summer sun or fishing or making pottery or talking to friends. 16-year-old Olivia Austin and 14-year-old Alicia Munden are having a little friendly competition on the basketball court.
And Alicia's being trash at ball and I'm being good.
It's actually the complete opposite. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she plays basketball, I play soccer.
They're friends who met here at camp two summers ago. Jestful jabs aside, Austin and Munden say this place is kind of magical. They don't make a big deal about it, but the kids at Camp Atwater are part of history. When the camp was founded 100 years ago, scholars believe it might have been the first of its kind in America, a summer camp specifically for Black children. And Austin says it's important that she gets to spend time with people who look like her.
There's not much representation everywhere in Massachusetts of Black people, you know, like when you think of like different cities, you're like, oh yeah, Massachusetts full of rich white people, da 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 da. But like it's nice to have somewhere where you can go and trust people and like be like around your own people.
But Munden says she likes how the camp lets them explore their individuality.
I mean, we're obviously all different in our own ways, but
Miss Speech Girl.
I mean, we all can't be the same or else it won't be fun. So if we all had the same interests, there would be no point in doing all these activities.
And after last summer, organizers say Camp Atwater is especially needed this year to provide a refuge for Black kids dealing with both the impact of the pandemic and fears about police violence.
When you think about where the kids have been for the last year, emotionally, psychologically, it's been kind of rough.
That's Henry Thomas III. He heads the Springfield Urban League, which manages the camp. He says Black kids are policed enough as it is, and Thomas is all too familiar with that. He was a student activist in the 60s, the same time he was a camper here as a teen.
I was voted the camper most likely not to ever be in charge of Camp Atwater.
Thomas says he became a teen activist during the civil rights movement in part because the camp fueled his fight for justice. One camp mother gave him a vinyl record of a Malcolm X speech.
We used to have some dynamite discussions about civil rights and the movement, and Black power, the whole thing.
But Thomas says the most important thing about the camp is that it brings Black kids together so they can support each other's dreams.
And when we finish playing ball, we sit down on the waterfront and we start talking. And they also, you know, saying, well, I want to be a lawyer. I'm going to be a doctor.
And did they become doctors and lawyers?
Well, I made a little list here. Wayne Budd was Assistant Attorney General under Bush. Rick Ireland, first Black Chief Justice of Massachusetts Supreme Court. Wendy Williams.
Like the yeah. Wendy Williams? Like the Wendy Williams Show Wendy Williams?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the Wendy Williams. Yeah.
And there's Donald Faison from Scrubs and Ruthie Carter, the Oscar-winning costume designer of Black Panther. But Camp Atwater's magic doesn't come from the icons that slept here, says groundskeeper Buck G, who was a camper in the 70s and a counselor in the 80s. G says it's the freedom it allows Black kids. G says he remembers a time when kids would take canoes to an island on the lake and camp there.
That night you'd hear them singing and going back across like Vikings. And man, you're talking about noise all night. And they wouldn't sleep. Telling stories around the fire, they just scared themselves.
Camp Atwater is an historical anomaly, says Leslie Paris, an associate professor of history at the University of British Columbia. She says both in terms of longevity and its role in history.
It provided opportunities to be away from the stresses of the city, the racism of the city, in set apart spaces that were safe, that were welcoming.
She says summer camps weren't originally intended for Black children. And because Atwater was so one of a kind, it attracted Black kids, especially ones from well-off families, across the country for decades. Paris says not all campers back in the day were financially privileged, but most were. The camp had fencing and ballet.
And the camp was understood to be elite. It signaled for parents and for their children a kind of, making it.
Paris says attendance waned around the 70s when many traditional summer camps opened their gates to Black kids and gave parents more options. This summer, Atwater is smaller than usual because of COVID. Normally, it's a sleepaway camp for kids aged 8 to 16, but this year, it's just a day camp for older kids, mostly from Springfield.
All campers gathered at the bus, please do not get on the bus.
Back at camp, most kids head to the bus to leave. But 17-year-old homeschooler Joshua Mark Campbell, a first-time camper, lingers for a moment on the basketball court to reflect on his experience so far.
I'm kind of without words because this is something you don't see very often, you know? And when you spot it, it's a good thing. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Campbell and the people who run the camp say they hope next year more kids make it to Atwater, a place where Black kids can be Vikings or just kids, if only for a slice of summer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.